This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We will be listening to To-woo Kim on his call with regard to the technology sector. So Malaysia has done well since the beginning of the year, since the Bursa Malaysia Tech Index was up by 20% on the back of the expectation that sales semiconductor chips will recover in the second half onwards. So our BFM producer Wong Xiao Ning, she will be speaking to To-woo Kim, senior analyst at the Alliance Bank DBS, to find the latest trend in the fast-paced sector. To what are the drivers and who is poised to benefit?
What is your outlook for the tech sector in Malaysia, and what are the drivers for growth?
In the near term, we probably expect a relatively soft first quarter and maybe even second quarter results. I think currently the sector is undergoing an inventory adjustment cycle. So once this inventory level normalizes, we expect things to start to pick back up in the second half. I think the relatively weak first half is very priced in. Market is probably looking forward to the recovery from second half onwards. And that's why I think since the start of early this year, you see the share price performance for tech company actually has been on the rise. Beyond this, we see 5G as one of the key growth drivers, probably emerging in 2020 onwards, as smartphones start to implement this technology.
Are there any other consumer products that might drive the tech sector growth in Malaysia other than 5G implementation?
I think in terms of other consumer products, I think smartphone is still relatively the largest portion of consumer of semiconductor products. Beyond that, I think it's mostly the other big sector like auto, industrial, as well as the data center. Not so much in terms of the consumer products, I would say. I mean, smartphone will definitely be the largest, and probably your PC as well as your notebook.
And considering that, what are your top picks in the tech sector and why?
Our top pick for the sector actually is Inari, where we have a buy call. We have a target price of 2 ringgit. Why we like the company is because we believe the company is a prime beneficiary of 5G because of its relationship with Broadcom, one of the top radio frequency chip makers in the world. So as 5G starts to get implemented in smartphones, we will expect RF content to increase as well to handle the additional frequency or spectrum band. I think it's just similar to like 4G last time when it started to get introduced, and then as progressively as time goes by, you see that it actually supports more bands and including more technology like carrier aggregation. So you expect the same thing as well, and this will benefit Inari because I think 45 to 50% of their sales are coming from radio frequency from Broadcom. Apart from this, also company also is building a new huge plant in Batu Kawan, which could probably lead to new business development from new or existing customer like Osram.
Do you have any other picks in the sector?
I think we're still monitoring. I think we still do like Globe because of them supplying sensors to one of the premium smartphone brand, US-based smartphone brand. I think they supply the light sensor as well as some of the gesture sensor for the wireless earbuds that being sold by the US-based customer. But probably in the near term wise, we still need to monitor how the new smartphone models that is probably coming out in September is going to do in terms of their volume. That's why for Globe, we like the stock, but we still need to monitor in terms of the end customer demand, smartphone demand.
And do you think the valuations in this sector are on the high side?
I think actually valuation actually has came down, especially after the sell down or plunge in fourth quarter last year. You see them, I would say most of the stocks are probably down, in 2018 probably down from their peak by about 30-40%. So more or less that's also bring valuation to more normalized level, and going forward, I think growth, if they manage to register strong growth back, you will see valuation start to re-rate again. That's why we like Inari. I think we raised our target price previously based on higher PE of 31 times. I think for the other stocks like Globe, I think we're still using 30 to 14 times PE as we need to see and gauge how the demand for the end customer smartphone before we start to see any re-rating for the stock.
And how sensitive are the tech stocks to US dollar movement and who benefits the most if US dollar appreciates?
Based on our estimate, probably about 1% appreciation in US dollar will lead to about 2% accretion in earnings, other things being equal. I think tech company-wise, I think most of their sales are in US dollar, 100%. Probably cost is about 50 to 60%. That's why they benefit from that. In terms of who is the most sensitive, I would say Inari and Unisem. Less so for MPI because the company hedged about 50% of their net US dollar exposure. And on the other hand, Globe, in terms of revenue side, they have only about 60 to 70 revenue in US dollar because one of their business segment is actually translated in ringgit mostly.
Okay, and finally, what are the potential risks? And should we be worried since most large semiconductor companies are warning of weak first quarter earnings, citing soft end demand for consumer electronics and smartphones?
The weak first quarter or even second quarter earnings are already priced in by the market. Because if you look at the performance fourth quarter last year, it's also because of this expected inventory correction in the supply chain. So what you see right now is that I think investors are looking beyond that and expecting a recovery in the second half. And that's why I think to me, probably the potential risk is that if the global economic growth turns slower or become more sluggish, I think this could hamper the recovery for the second half. And as slower economic growth, I think it also, not just smartphone, but also will impact automotive and industrial segment as well.
That was BFM producer Wong Xiaoning speaking to Toh Woo Kim. He's the senior analyst at Alliance DBS Research. So speaking about 5G, looks like it's going to be an important technology for all players going forward. And I thought I was listening to Toh Woo Kim, and I thought I heard him say 31 times earnings for Inari Ametron, which is actually quite high. So I looked at my Bloomberg, and I think I saw Inari trading at 28 times earnings already. And they really are a reflection of the movements in the smartphone market, and specifically in the 5G market, because I think Inari produces the radio frequency widgets that go into all these mobile devices.
Yeah, so Inari was Woo Kim's top pick. His other pick is Globetronics, since they produce sensor-related chips for a major US smartphone manufacturer. And the other interesting point to note was that, he said that this sector is also overall a prime beneficiary of US dollar appreciation, with Inari and Unisem being most sensitive. However, he did also caution that the global trade slowdown remains a risk for the sector.
Of course, Globetronics trading at 20 times earnings and Inari at 28 times earnings. Okay, after this, I think we come back with a property show. And of course, it's the monthly legal clinic with Chris Tan of Chur Associates. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.